A deeper movement of trust is to let be, to let everything be as it is for now. This is a very important movement in a deepening spiritual journey, because our meddling ego selves love to take charge and try to control things. We especially try to control our own inner experiences and our thoughts and emotions. And just watch yourself for a while how much you try and control everything that is going on. So this let be is a deep inner opening to let everything be just as it is for now, in the outer world and in our own inner beings. This is so different to our usual way of being, where we're constantly trying to fix and change and correct and control, and it's fruitless. It keeps us stuck. But this letting be is a profound level of trust, because we are ultimately entrusting what is to God. It's a gesture of letting go of our wills, our ideas of what reality should look like according to our vantage point, and opening to the much fuller picture of God, which is always bigger than our self-referential perspective can allow. And this is the movement so powerfully represented in Mary's "Let it be, may it be with me as you have said," when she heard the news from the angel. And it's also Jesus' response in the Garden of Gethsemane, "Yet not my will, but yours be done." Such powerful examples of this attitude. And although this might be a difficult choice at first, to ease our grip on control and on how we think things should be, the more we practice this, the more we grow in our trust in God, in the unfolding of life as it is. Many people resist this step, saying, "But how can you say let it be in the face of injustice and human suffering?" And that is an important question to address. This gesture of let it be is not a passive attitude of indifference. That is really important to see. But it's an initial opening which involves an acknowledgement that our perspective is limited. And it is a release of our conditioned ego reactions and our ego assumptions that we know what is best. Once this opening has taken place, and we are in the place of open surrender, a deeper wisdom can start to arise, the wisdom of the Spirit, because we're no longer fixated and trapped in our small grasping selves and are open to a fresh and fuller perspective. And this can lead to wise and fruitful action that arises from a more integrated and less contracted place inside of us, and where we are more free to flow with the divine will. And there's a beautiful poem by the Christian mystic poet named Jean-Pierre de Caussaud, and he wrote, "The divine will is a deep abyss of which the present moment is the entrance. If you plunge into this abyss, you will find it infinitely more vast than your desires." It is this vastness and spaciousness of heart that can start to be the place that we come from, allowing God, the source of living water, to erupt from within us when we ease that tight, constricted grip of control. And this will lead to a much more generous outpouring than the measured, duty-driven obligation that we so easily fall into. The step of letting be is also a deep level of trust that no matter how our life circumstances may seem on the surface, we know that we are held in a much more sure and grounded well-being that is independent of circumstances. And as Paul wrote in Philippians 4, verse 12, I've learned the secret of being content in any and every situation, whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want. David Frenet writes about this step. He wrote, letting be is a more refined movement of faith and trust, that in the words of Julian of Norwich, all shall be well, and all shall be well, and all manner of things shall be well. Everything has its fulfillment in God. As you practice deep trust and let everything be just as it is in God, you participate more and more in the divine life itself, being in God's being. And so let's have a short time of practicing letting be. Notice the doer in you, the one who's been trying to fix or control or improve on or manage your life, other people's lives, outer circumstances, your inner state of being. And give this doer permission to simply let everything be as it is. How does that feel in your body? To release your control, to release any attempts to fix, and to just let everything be as it is, to entrust it to the God of life, to entrust yourself to the holding presence of God. Just let everything be as it is, bringing that gesture of not my will, but yours be done.